Here now with Illinois defensive end, DeJuan Smoot. And DeJuan, for those who have yet to see a play, can you give us a quick scouting report?
Just know that I have like an elite first step. Just look for that first step and just look for me to beat blockers without them even touching me.
So what's the one area you got that first step? Based off feedback from scouts, do you know one area where you definitely want to improve moving forward?
My consistency. I mean, there's times where I can disappear and stuff like that, and I've heard that a lot from scouts. I just need to stay more consistent and really show what I can do on a consistent basis.
Who's the best player that you've seen that's going to be in this draft class? Maybe they're here at this game. The best player that you've gone up against on the offensive line?
I'm thinking Taylor yeah. Motton, yeah, from Western Michigan. Me and him, it's kind of like a rivalry. We played during the season, things like the third game of the season, and we're just going right back at it here.
You guys battle. I remember watching that game, and you were getting in his face, kind of giving it to him a little bit early on. He was getting back. See the first day of practice. What is that like when you kind of have that relationship previously and then you take it here in the game? Obviously, it's a much different situation.
Competition is real, man. Just knowing that I've already seen what he can bring and he's already seen what I can bring. Right now, we're just trying to get the best of each other.
So talking about the Senior Bowl process, you had a teammate and a friend that went through it last year in Jahad Ward, who was a second-round pick. What kind of advice has he been able to give you throughout this process?
Just to be yourself and just, like, do what you do on a daily basis. We've been blessed enough at Illinois to have some pro coaches and stuff, so we know what these pro coaches want out of you. So we're just doing what we do every day.
I've also often heard that being a pass rusher, obviously it's a lot more than just winning with that first step or winning with your power, depending on how you're built. Talk about the mindset that it takes to know how to attack offensive linemen and what goes into that, because you've got a lot of array of moves in your pass rush arsenal.
You got to have a plan. You got to have a first plan, second plan, third plan. You got to have plenty of plans of action. Like, if the first one doesn't work, you got to have a counter. You just got to always have a plan whenever you're rushing.
I don't want to give you the secret sauce or anything, but what's your favorite way to kind of counter? You're trying to win outside. What's your favorite way to counter?
Favorite way to counter is either to spin or do a little hump by.
Okay. All right, the hump move, the Reggie White, Eagles fans, very familiar with Reggie White. That was a big hump move. Talk about one last thing. In terms of this process, what's one area that you know this week you definitely want to focus in on? Is there a technique spot that we're working with the coaches you know you want to work on over the next couple of days?
Just working on my coverage and my coming out of two-point stance. I'm not really used to that. For the last 2 years, I've been coming out of three-point stance. And my first 2 years in college, I did come out of it at a two-point, but I'm just trying to get more – get back at it and just come off the ball.